With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is the podcast with a lot of questions, very few answers, though, unfortunately. We've got a brains trust. We'll introduce you to in a moment. But first, today's contestant, it's comedian Danielle Walker.
Hello.
How you doing, Danielle? How's your lockdown going?
Yeah, good.
A lot of flowers there behind you today.
Yeah, I had surgery last week.
Hell of a time for surgery.
Yeah, they just, if you got to get it done, you got to get it done. And I was basically the only person.
Doctor catchphrase.
Yeah. I haven't had anesthetic since I was like a kid when I had my tonsils out, and I had to Google after it said like not many people cry after it, but I did. And I immediately woke up and started crying to the nurse because my shoulder hurt, not what I had the surgery for. And also because I was sad because I love my boyfriend so much and she doesn't have access to him. So I was sad for her and kept crying because she didn't have my boyfriend as her boyfriend. So she obviously didn't have as good a life as me.
Wow, it really affected
poor
you.
Poor woman. Yeah.
How do you Google that? How do you Google that?
I Googled how common is it to cry after surgery, and it said like 30 to 40% of children, but like less than 2% of adults or something.
Wow, that just puts you in a special category.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank
I guess
you.
If any surgery questions come up in today's quiz, you'll be across it. Do you do quizzes very often? Were you filling time in the hospital?
Not really. I'm not really allowed to do anything that would make me competitive at all.
Because of the surgery or?
No, just because I get too fired up about competitions.
Oh, really? In the past, have you been known to?
Oh, yeah. If I can't play games with people, like we've got Bananagrams recently.
Mm-hmm. Like Scrabble without the Scrabble board.
Yeah, and I will make it so that I win every time. I mean, I do win every time. It's not hard. I'm just better than my partner at it, but also I am a stickler for the rules.
Right.
So he's not allowed to use his phone, and if he does get words wrong, I will hold him to that.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like you'll need a brains trust today. It sounds like you're going to get 10 out of 10 anyway, but we do have some assistance here for you, and it's time to meet them now. First off, you may have read about this industry in the news quite recently. It has popped up. But I think I'll let her explain it. It's a hello to Annette Dupree.
Hi, Karen. So nice of you to have me.
Thank you for joining us. Your industry has been the focus of some articles lately. What do you do?
Yes, apparently they're making a Netflix show or something about what we do. Sometimes people want to be buried with something in their coffin. Sometimes people want beautiful messages delivered to someone special in their life. You know, an after the grave sort of act, if you will. Fulfilling a lot of dying wishes. started a company, Last Wishes, letting them know that what they want at their funeral, I will make sure it's provided.
Last Wishes. Oh, so things to be done at funerals.
Sometimes, I'm left with a gift or something to pass on. To be honest, I do a lot of funeral crashing. I've been surprised. I did intend for this to be a nice business, but I've been surprised at people's thirst for revenge and their excitement at the thought of disrupting their own funeral by making pronouncements about other people doing them wrong, whatever. For the price, I will do it. But obviously I'm not really cut out for this, the slam open the church doors, yell to someone about the affair that they were having with their friend's wife, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of that. And I charge well. I will do it. Yeah.
So like just sort of people throwing grenades from beyond the grave, essentially. And you're the one that pulls out the pin from the grenade and chucks it in there.
Yeah, I really did think it was going to be more about delivering flowers. And turns out human beings are just, they're just really nasty, even in death. They're quite nasty.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about how that career is panning out for you across the course of this podcast. We have another member of the Brains Trust here joining us today. It's a big hello to Salvatore Michelangelo, but you may know him as Italian Man.
Hello. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me, Mr. Whitley.
Oh, thank you for joining us. It does sound a little bit like your microphone's just off to your side.
I'm so sorry. I put this thing in front of my face. My grandson set up this bullshit. I don't know, understand. I click this one, I click that one. It's all a fuck up to me, But he helped me with the video machine, which was very nice. Now can I watch a Gone with the Wind anytime I like?
Now, Salvatore, do you mind if I call you Sal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do mind. I'm sorry. Mr. Michelangelo.
Yes, sir.
Are you perhaps with your son? Did you say son, nephew? I can't remember.
Grandson.
Grandson. Do you do the weekend quiz together in the newspaper?
Sometimes we'll do the crossword. It's because he helped me to understand, what this up, down, side to side mean. Sometimes, if there's a question about, I can learn, I can help. Or if the answer is a biscotti, I can help because I am a racist stereotype. If there is something about Twitch or about about how
TikTok.
Yes, the Twitch.
Yes, I know the Twitch. Yeah.
Yes, he was on there. He played the game with the fuck knight and the stabber where you stab the bastard in the face with the dick. I don't understand this thing, but I like to make the pizza.
Well, that makes other people happy, doesn't it?
I mean, I guess.
Great. Good to have you with us. How are you feeling, Danielle? You got a strong Brains Trust today?
Yeah, I definitely feel supported and ready to go.
Okay, well, let's dive straight in. Question number one, what is the name of the entertainment company founded in 1979 by Harvey and Bob Weinstein?
Oh.
Do you do funerals for careers at all, Annette?
Good joke. No, obviously not. I would. And for the right price, because it's all about price, isn't it?
I imagine that in your field, if people do sort of lean on it for revenge, you do end up going to the funerals more of the Weinsteins and less of, the saints.
Yes, because I suppose the saints don't have as much to apologise for.
Yeah.
At the end, do they? Yeah. No, they don't.
Or to seek revenge.
They tend to be dying with a sense of peace, which is... That must be nice. What's Harvey's brother, Bob?
Bob Weinstein. They made a company together. Mr. Michelangelo, do you like the movies? Do you get down to the movies much?
I've not seen a movie for a long time. The last one my grandson took me to was a beautiful film. It's called, it's about Australia and they has the Jackman it was so beautiful.
Australia. I think it's called Australia, I think.
Yes. And then they have the magical people and they go around. It's very inappropriate, but I don't mind.
Well, unfortunately, there's not too much assistance there for you, Danielle. Do you know sort of much about...
Oh, did he come into the pot plant?
I think... Did Louis come in the pot plants? I think that was comedian Louis C.K.
Somebody come into a pot plant. That's all I know.
I think it's a ridiculous thing to suggest that only one man can have ever come into a pot plant.
That is true. I am not being a very... That is a broad stroke and a generalization, and I apologize to suggest that only one piece of shit could have come into a pot plant. And that's on me, and I'm sorry.
You'd never do that, would you, Italian man?
Oh, no, I do this a lot. Oh. I do this, but not in front of anybody. I have a respect there.
Have you ever been asked to go to a funeral and scream, "He used to come in pot plants," Annette?
Kyron, even my degenerates are above that. but I did have somebody's ashes sprinkled where they used to touch themselves on a cliff's edge.
Wow.
They wanted to be sprinkled where they used to sprinkle, if you get what I mean.
Wow.
I mean, and I just, it's not what I set the business up for, but for the price, I will do it.
So, like, if Louis requested that, you'd be tipping his ashes in pot plants.
I mean, it doesn't feel like a good final resting place, does it?
Mm.
I would probably suggest that it was their own pot plant and that the pot plant was then disposed of. I mean, so I would fulfill the last wish, but I don't think anyone should have to have that around.
I think it's a strange thing, isn't it, to want your ashes near your seed. It's like you're potting it, almost.
Yes, but I mean, a cremation is the ultimate orgasm, isn't it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this if this isn't the case.
I'm sorry we're not any closer to finding out what the name of the company is, Danielle, but...
That's okay. I have no idea, but I had to spread somebody's ashes once and I didn't even know them really.
Mm.
I was in scouts and this particular scout leader died and he wanted his ashes taken over to Magnetic Island, to Florence Bay, and sprinkled over there. And my scout group was just the scout group who was booked to go over soonest.
Yep.
And so we did... went over there and sprinkled this stranger's ashes for him.
Did you get a badge for dedication or?
No, didn't get anything. And we had to hike in at night time because it's before they built a road into that bay. And so it was the middle of, it was a horror, and you know, you don't want to lose the scout leader's ashes, but at the same time I was like 12 and it was a very heavy backpack.
Did you have to carry the ashes?
Yeah, we had to carry the ashes. And it was mine because I was a patrol leader, PL, so I was in charge of it. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Well, we do need, we will need some sort of answer for the name.
It's the Weinsteiner Company. It's the Weinsteiner Company.
Okay, that sounds all right, like I'll go down, for that. Right, thanks, Salvatore.
I'll put down the Weinstein.
It's the Weinsteiner Company.
Question number two. Tennis great Roger Federer announced he had surgery this year, to which part of his body? Do you follow the tennis, Danielle?
It was Mark Philippoussis who was on The Masked Singer, wasn't it? It wasn't Roger Federer.
So you do follow tennis?
Yes. Very closely.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. Sorry.
Didn't the Mark Philippoussis have at the show where all of the women line up in a row and he pick which one he want?
He did. He was on some sort of dating show, wasn't he?
There was a show with, you don't remember this one?
Yeah, with the
there
poo.
There was a show where Marco Philippoussis
the poo
line up all the women, mm-hmm. and then he say, "I don't like this one. I don't like this one. I want to fuck this one. I don't like this one." You don't remember?
And it seems like a real shame that this wasn't a question about Marco Philippoussis, because we would know which part of his body.
I know so much about the Marco Philippoussis. Maybe he's a glutes? Was it that he's a glutes? I hope not, because he has very nice glutes, Mr. Federer. I like to watch.
Have you played tennis before, Mrs. Dupree?
Oh, socially, yes.
Do you? I imagine you probably heckle at sport quite a bit, you know, used to sort of throwing in your own contributions.
This has been a real learning curve for me because I'm not, you know, I'm a people person, I'm in sales, I like to do a job well, but you know, the But the interrupting of eulogies, it doesn't come naturally.
So why do you do it? What is it about? What is it? Is it the money?
When a client is dying, they do not care what your price tag is. If they've got the money, they can't take it with them. Mm. So
and what?
There's a hot tip for young entrepreneurs.
What is a fair price for yelling abuse at a funeral?
Oh, look, if it's only a one-day thing, it's a 10 grand flat rate.
Oh.
And
so you've been to ones like longer than a day, like we
oh
like
no stay. So I guess what I mean, not the funeral, but I mean if it's if there's follow-up required, if it's not just interrupting the funeral but continuing with some follow-up phone calls to just reiterate that you said you were my best friend and then you fucked my wife, I'm still calling you from the grave, so if it was, I can add that on, but then that's going to increase their cost. Yeah. So yeah, if it's just a one-day thing,
okay,
we have the consults, we write up the details. Yeah. And then that's 10 grand.
What I like about this is that not only are they getting abused, but they're also getting 10 grand less in the will.
Yes.
It's poetic.
Yeah.
Except that in many, many cases, the person that is being yelled at wasn't in the will in the first place. It is so interesting how much anger people have right to the very end. Mm. Salvador, how are you?
Me?
How old are you, Salvatore?
Oh, you know, I'm like, I don't like to say because I like to keep it young. I like to, make a bit of a mystery around the people. People say, how old are you? Yeah. I'm a 32. I'm 32 years old.
You look older. You don't look 32.
I look pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
But I've been in some car accidents and I've been in the bath too long, one or too many times. And I've been in, I like to do the street fight with the hairdresser. Sometimes the bastard, they hold the hair dryer too close to my head and they're burning me. I say, you do this on purpose, you bastard. And I smack them in the dick, and they go, hey, Salvatore, I'm just do it. That happened. My nonno did that to my uncle. Anyway, that's some fucked up family stuff. Wow. From a Marco Bonanno. Yeah. I don't know why I'm bringing this up.
But
I think it was a Miramax. I think it was a Miramax before. I said the finest in the company, but I think it was a Miramax. Now that I have time to think, I think it was a Miramax.
Okay. Well, we can perhaps. Do you want to change the first one from Weinstein Company to Miramax, Danielle?
I would like to do this.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I'll change that to Miramax. But what about question number two? Which part of Roger Federer's body did he have surgery on?
The Weinstein Company.
Specific.
Tennis, oh, sorry, you go.
I was just going to say, if you're tennis, surely it's between knee and wrist.
Yeah.
That's where
elbow.
It's tennis elbow. That's a thing.
That's okay. Elbow.
Tennis elbow. That's a thing. I've heard of this thing.
All right.
Let's go with elbow, I guess.
Can I just say that as a spiritual person, I think that there could be some sort of Danielle's sore shoulder could be.
Oh, maybe it could be a
shoulder.
It
could be of significance.
Oh.
Well, that's just actually because when you get the surgery, they fill your body up with gas and apparently it hurts your shoulder sometimes.
Oh.
Did you know that? They fill your torso. You're like a balloon, like one of those.
So there's a lot of room?
Yeah.
Because everything is so pick-a-packy in the body. They need a bit more. This makes sense to me. I did not know this, though. I have only had the colonoscopy. Have you ever had the colonoscopy?
No.
Oh, I have.
Yes. How was your experience?
Oh, I wasn't awake for it, so
wait,
it was nice.
Put to sleep.
Yes, they put you under to put the camera up your potato and to have a look inside to see if you have any lumps.
Any specific lump they're hunting or?
They just said I have more lumps than they ever seen before. And they said they wash their hands. They say, we cannot help with this one. You are.
Salvatore, I really do think we should have a consult.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'll lock in elbow.
Yeah, let's just say the elbow.
Question three. What is the name of the new James Bond film, the release of which has been delayed due to COVID-19?
I think. Salvatore, no.
Oh, Oh, I know this one legit. I know this one.
Either that or you and that pot plant are really...
No, I'm just a very big Bond fan. I love the secret agent bullshit. Sometimes a bit of bullshit with the car and the sun laser beam and the tomato, a diamond in the face and the Halle Berry and the you know, and the, all of the bullshit. And the surfing.
I don't think we have time to go through all of the movies, but.
Yeah, and the gun and the Moonraker, the sex up in the space.
Just looking for the name of the new one.
Too much bullshit. But the new one with Daniel Craig is called No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. Does that sound right, Annette Dupree? You work with death all the time.
So I'm always interested in a death-themed title, yes. Mm.
But imagine if people had no time to die, you'd be out of the job.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's kind of what they're saying by employing your services. This was no time to die. I had more to do.
Mm. I actually considered calling my company No Time to Die.
Oh.
Do you know, because I think you understood what I do though, because I take the paycheck before the passing.
Yeah.
Also, you don't get paid after death. You get paid... Like, you don't even wait for the will or the stuff to get paid out?
Generally, yes, I do take the cash up front because it can be really difficult to go into a funeral, shout obscenities at somebody's husband and then ask them for the money.
They pay you to do this?
Yeah, the day rate's 10 grand.
I do this for free every second of the weekend. And you get to pay for this? Yeah, this is a bloody bullshit there.
Salvatore, I mean, I don't know if you're staying on script. And that is what I do offer. I will do it word for word.
I go very off script.
Okay, well, you've got two options there, Danielle. Either No Time to Die or that complicated business structure.
Yeah, I'm going to go for It's No Time to Die. You know, Salvatore is really bringing a lot to the table for this.
Yeah, surprisingly.
More than I thought.
I happen to know the answer to a few of these questions. I did not expect this.
Well, being from Italy, maybe you'll know the answer to the next question. Question number four. Tripoli is the capital of which country? Tripoli.
Come on, Salvatore.
Tripoli?
Tripoli, yeah.
That's three Italy's land up in a row. The answer must be Rom. There's a little joke there for you. Just a little word-based joke.
Yeah, that's good.
So what I did there is...
We know.
I know explaining the joke. Yeah. That'll waste your time, not to be very funny. Yeah. And I just embarrassed myself with my inability to improvise. So I have never heard of this fucking country before.
Yeah.
Is Tripoli...
Tripoli's the capital. We're looking for the country. Annette, perhaps you might... Oh. You know, Netflix show on the horizon, obviously... This is a global business. Has it taken you around the world?
I have had some really remarkable cruises, river cruises.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I. I'm trying to remember where we've seen Tripoli.
I also used to work for a river cruise company. Can you believe?
Did you ever get to take the river cruises, or were you just selling the river cruises?
I was supposed to go to get one for free, and then I don't know, something happened and it got cancelled. But I was supposed to go on a river. It got cancelled. I was so annoyed. We were supposed to go to along the Rhine,
Great Wine Country,
Rhine wine.
Has anyone had a Tripolian wine?
I don't think I have it. No, I don't know if they do. I don't know if they make wine in.
So genuinely, it's not Italy.
No, I just looked it up. It's Libya. So Tripoli is the capital city and the largest city of Libya, the population of about 3 million people. But that was recorded in 2019. So
I think we're starting to understand why Italian man has got so many correct answers.
This is the first one I ever look at.
I think it's frowned upon searching
isn't
for the
it?
Yeah.
I don't know this thing. I wasn't even sure what the podcast was. And then by the time my grandson explained to me what it was too late to cancel. So I'm just doing my best here. But if I no use the Google, if I cannot use the Google, I can refrain from it. But it is Libya. I'm 100% sure of this one.
What would you like to put down, Danielle?
I was going to go for Nepal, but I think...
No, it's Libya. Do not do Nepal. Please.
Yeah, I guess we'll go with the second answer then, Libya.
Okay, shocking. Question 5.
Good choice.
I'll put a girdle round about the earth. Is a line from which Shakespeare play? I imagine all the sort of tragedies and the crime and the good lines from Shakespeare. Do you ever get requested to throw some of them into the funerals, pot a bit of Shakespeare in?
No, because that's the sort of thing people ask their friends and family, isn't it? That's, you don't have to keep that a secret.
It's more of a reading.
Absolutely legitimate and fine request. And if it is requested, I can usually find a willing family member, so I haven't had to really do any Shakespeare.
What's the worst possible moment to peg something at a funeral?
To peg something?
Peg something at a funeral?
Yeah, to throw in a bit of abuse.
I was going to say it would be when the pallbearers are walking out, because if you knocked one out, like accidentally with the throwing, then obviously it's hard to
My
continue carrying.
Pegging is very different to yours. I would never peg at the funeral.
Well, you can't, can you? Unless, because obviously if the body is embalmed, but if you do, my partner's mum, she prepares bodies for the grave, and she does it in a natural way, so she doesn't pack the assholes with stuff. So you could still peg one of those more natural ones, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think, Annette?
I I once had a hernia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I can relate to this.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to wear a girdle?
No, I know where the girdle. I just have the donate. You know the thing you put there on the seat.
I think you're thinking of hemorrhoids. Hernia.
No, I have a hernia in the asshole. It was a very special. It was a very particular. They said it's the first one we've ever seen.
Wow. You are an extraordinary man. Anyway, I had to wear a girdle, and I don't know if this is any help, but the brand was Hamlet girdles.
Oh,
maybe it's Hamlet. That makes sense. I was going to say A Midnight Summer's Dream, because there is a character in the play that is a donkey. And I like the donkey.
Okay, so there's the two options for you. One subtle reference to Hamlet, and one old man who likes a donkey. So which...
There's a lot of donkeys in Sicilia.
I'm going to go for Hamlet, but what's a girdle?
A girdle is a supportive garment around the torso.
I thought it was the thing that the man took off from your thigh when you get married. But
I think that's also a girdle.
No, that's a garter.
Oh,
I've been saying this wrong my whole life.
Question number 6.
It's a good to come to here.
You've got a very large thigh if you're wearing a girdle in place of a garter.
But a garter is like the thing that holds the tights up in.
Yes.
And you wear that for hernias?
No, the girdle. The girdle. Just to stop you from breaking stitches when you bend over to pick something off the floor.
Sorry, I have stitches right now in my stomach from my surgery, and I can't think about that. And also my doctor, he gave me he couldn't give me my gallstones because I wanted them, and but he did give me – he took photos of my insides, and he gave me printouts of all my insides, and I just threw them on the ground when I walked in the house. And then every time I'd try and get out of bed for the first few days, I'd get up and feel my tummy pull, and I'd look down on the ground and see my insides printed out, and it was too visceral for me because I was connecting the real insides to my and the pain, and so I had to throw those away.
Question number 6. Where are the headquarters of the World Health Organization?
Oh. World Health Organization.
Yeah.
It's not Belgium.
Okay, we've ruled out Belgium off the top.
It might be, but that's where they have that nice, all the nice people get together to talk about anti-terrorism, right?
No, Belgium is the place where they make a chocolate.
You're thinking of chocolate.
You're thinking of a chocolate.
Ah.
I don't know how you mix those two up. Maybe the surgery do a thing to your brain, but that's a chocolate.
I guess they've been in the news a little bit lately.
Yes. Is it that Adelaide?
Could be Adelaide. Annette, I imagine you read the news so you can hit all the obituaries.
Yes. Look,
I mean, that's market share there for you, isn't it?
I don't know why I'm thinking this, because I think it might be from a movie. But I'm thinking Geneva, but I think it's from a movie.
Okay. So you think Switzerland? Yes. Is Geneva in Switzerland?
No, you're thinking of a chocolate.
Thank you, Salvatore.
I think you're thinking of chocolate, Salvatore.
Oh, I am thinking of chocolate. I had a pack of Tim Tams before I come here. Very nice. Have you ever had the Tim Tam?
Yeah.
It's the best biscotti I've ever had.
Do you want to lock in Geneva then, Danielle?
Yes. Oh, are we not supposed to? Oh, we're supposed to be more specific than the country.
Well, it just says where are the headquarters.
Yeah, okay, we'll say Geneva. My partner banned me from the news at the starting point of COVID. Oh. So I haven't seen the news since March.
Why were you banned from the news?
Because he said because I kept getting sad.
This season of the news has been the worst one.
Yeah, too much. You know when they go from like 6 episodes a season to 50?
Oh, it's overwritten and it's not good.
Very repetitive as well.
It's good to skip this one.
Yeah, I guess we'll lock in Geneva then.
Are you sure it's Geneva? Isn't that where they have the convention?
Mm. Is it Belgium, where I said?
No, that's a chocolate.
I think the thing that is with the hurdle, that's the thing that's really catching us up, is that there's literally no place that the World Health Organization might be that doesn't make chocolate. And that is why we cannot lock this answer down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also because of the hurdles, maybe it's the Olympics, maybe it's Tokyo.
Yes. Could be Tokyo, because that's where they're hosting the Olympics.
That's where they have the Olympics. And they mentioned the hurdles, which make me think of the Olympics in Tokyo.
So it could be that the place where the WHO is based.
Where's that?
I'm not sure. That's I don't know. But it could be that the place that it's based also makes chocolate or also hosts the Olympics. You know, they're not necessarily one or the other.
Mm. That's your opinion.
So does somebody actually know the answer?
I can look it up if you...
No, I think no.
Should I? Okay.
Annette said Geneva, and she said it like she knows.
Okay, let's put down Geneva. I'm noting...
But if I'm right, if it's Bruges, and it could well be Bruges...
Question number 7. Who wrote the novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Oh.
It was Jack Nicholson, wasn't it?
Oh, very good guess. Eh?
Jack Nicholson might have written that. Yeah. Sometimes they do that, don't they? They write, star, direct. That's always a sign of a good film for me, when they couldn't get anyone else to work on the project.
I do not know this one. Eh? I've seen the movie maybe one time, two times. Eh? Uh-huh. It's very funny. I laugh a lot. Eh? I laugh. I watch this movie. It's the man go cuckoo in the brain. Eh? Yeah. It's a very funny movie. It's like Adam Sandler, very good. Eh?
I don't know.
So... Annette Dupree, have you read or seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Annette,
I'll use your middle name if you want. Claire, have you heard of or seen or read One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Oh, the number of times I've seen the book. Not the movie and not read the book, seen the book. It's one of those ones that we real estate agents love to put on a bookshelf.
Mm.
And I have seen it time and time again.
You want those recognisable names, don't you?
Mm.
Do you recognise the author's name, though? That's the...
Mm. Oh, I certainly would.
Well, if it's about the flower of the cuckoo nest, and it's good to write what you know, maybe a cuckoo bird wrote the book. Is a cuckoo a type of a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let's lock in... a cuckoo.
Okay. Happy to go with cuckoo if you would like that, Danielle.
Yeah, I'm happy to lock in cuckoo.
Okay.
I started off so strong.
Yes, we honestly though, if we got two answers wrong, that's fine.
Because that's fine.
And honestly,
you two really been holding up the team because I've known zero of these answers.
All right, we'll put down cuckoo. Question number 8. Blue and white and liquid. Are political parties in which country? Likud is L-I-K-U-D. Blue and white and Likud are political parties in which country?
This is not my strong suit. This.
Well, you're not allowed to read the news, so that's tough, no. Isn't it?
Is the flag for Greece
blue and white and Likud?
Blue and white and Likud.
Yes.
Maybe France?
France too?
They like to get Likud, don't they?
It would, but it would be Le Blue and Le White.
True. True. So we're thinking it's got to be a country that speaks English.
Well, they do speak it a bit. They don't. They don't like it when you speak.
Which leads me to think they wouldn't name their political parties after it.
But what's the word liquid?
Oh, that's a good question. L-I-K-U-D.
Well. Maybe it's Canada because they speak both.
True.
I don't think it is a French word. I think that just sort of came up as a joke, and now you are holding on to it like it's some sort of fact. So I would distance myself from the French idea.
Yeah. Plus, they make chocolate, so it can't be the French.
Oh, is it chocolate?
Has anyone heard of a country that I've never heard of a country who has political parties named the same way you name sporting teams in primary school? So I'm not sure myself. Happy to put Greece based on the flag. I mean, that's...
Yes.
I love this one.
Let's do
that.
It's
very smart. It's very good. Yep. It's where democracy was born.
Okay,
it's where the film 300 is set.
Yep.
It's a good answer.
This next question's multiple choice, so there's a good shot at getting one right. The 2020 Formula One Australian Grand Prix was scheduled to take place over how many laps? How many laps were they going to race in 2020 at the Australian Grand Prix? 50, 58 or 64? 50, 58 or 64?
Well, 64 is a Nintendo.
So it can't be that.
It can't be that. What were the other ones?
50 or 58.
What are you supposed to count the laps? You don't. Nobody would do that, right?
It's so interesting. When you start a quiz, you feel like you might be good at quizzes.
Yeah.
And then there's that point in the quiz that has happened
almost
5 minutes
every question.
Ago, where you go, I don't think I like quizzes.
I think maybe 58 a good middle round, 64 too many, I fall asleep if it was 64.
But 64 50. Is divisible by so many numbers.
Yep.
Like
divisible by
one?
6, divisible by 8, 4, 2. It's so neat.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Danielle? Are you angling towards 50, 58 or 64? Knowing as you do about, you know, the divisibility of the numbers and that there is a Nintendo 64 and...
That is a reference to the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
I just feel like you know that one that they do in Bathurst? They go around that mountain like hundreds of times or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know and I don't care about it either, I guess. I don't care.
Also, there are no stakes. So
it's... Okay.
Shall we all say a number on three and whoever gets the most wins?
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
64.
There's 364s and 158.
This is a bullshit day. You all teamed up against me. I hope it's a 58 and you all fucking burn. I hope you all burn in a fucking hell.
I never thought we'd get to this, but it's question 10, the final question.
Oh, God.
In which year did the then Prime Minister Julia Gillard give her misogyny speech? In which year did the then Prime Minister Julia Gillard give her misogyny speech.
Yes, I'm trying to think. I remember where I live when this happened.
Okay, well, you think about that.
2012, maybe.
I have this gut feeling that it was 2013 just because of where I was, but I would defer to Salvatore.
2012, 2013, it's a good guess. It could have been either year. I have the speech printed out on a tea towel.
Oh.
I do actually have the speech printed out on a tea towel.
Does it have a year on the tea towel?
Probably. Do you want me to check?
Does your printer take tea towels?
No, it's from a gift from the mother-in-law, this is just a marker now, but I keep the voice. Yeah. Naomi's mom give this to us for a gift. Uh-huh. I've read it many times. It's a very good speech. But I cannot remember if it have the data down at the bottom. Maybe it does. 2013 is a pretty good guess, if you have the gut feeling.
But Danielle has a gut feeling it's 2012. So.
But I'd go for 2013 too. I just remember I was living in London and it was between 2011 and 2013, because I was out of the country for those dates.
12?
Let's go 12.
12.
All right, lock in 12.
2012
That's
maybe.
10 questions. Time to have a look at some answers. How do we all think we did, just quickly?
I think we did good for the first few when Mark knew them.
I think maybe lucky we get the 5, but I think at the most the 3.
We definitely got Libya.
Olivia, 100% certain this one.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's have a look. Question number one. What is the name of the entertainment company founded in 1979 by Harvey and Bob Weinstein? You averted Weinstein Company, locked in Miramax, and it's Miramax.
Yes.
Question number two. The part of the body that Roger Federer recently had surgery on was the knee, not the elbow.
So close.
How dare you? I said it was knee or wrist.
I'm sorry, it was just the other bendy a bit there. I did not know. They're very similar if you think about it.
The next James Bond film to be released is, as you said, No Time to Die.
Yes, I know this one. I'm a big fan.
Question number four. Google was right. It is Libya.
Yes.
Five, I'll put a girdle around about the earth is a line from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, my God. Oh,
no.
Oh my God. You screw me.
Not
you
Hamlet.
Screw me.
That's really shit from those whatever the girdle people who named their company Hamlet.
Hamlet
should have called it the donkey.
Yeah.
Question number six. Despite the chocolate they make, the World Health Organization is also in Geneva, Switzerland.
Oh, very good.
Question number seven. Who wrote the novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? You said a cuckoo. The answer is Ken Kesey.
Of course, Ken Kesey, the very famous novelist whose name everybody knows.
Blue and White and Likud are political parties in Israel, not Greece, I'm afraid.
Is the Israel flag also blue and white? Israel's not a country, is it?
Yeah, it's a country.
I'm very bad with geography.
There's a bit of a big deal about that, actually.
I think that's a hot topic.
Yeah.
I think if you said something that is potentially quite offensive to a lot of the people.
Well, if we could just edit that out, that would be great.
Question number nine. The 2020 Formula One Australian Grand Prix is scheduled to take place over 58 laps, not 64.
Oh, you sons of a bitches! You're dead to me again! You fucking screw me!
And in 2012, Julia Gillard gave her misogyny speech, so you correctly changed that.
Very good there.
Giving you, as predicted by Pizza Man, 50-50.
Wow.
5 out of 10. Congratulations, Italian man, and thank you for joining us.
That's okay. So
I know you have to rush
to
off. I thought I'd quickly check in, see if, you know, you clearly enjoy quizzes. Do you enjoy sketch comedy at all?
No. It's not for me.
Because there's a group called Auntie Donna that I thought you might like to check out. There's actually a character quite similar to you. I don't know if maybe it's based on you. I'm not sure that appears from time to time.
I'm confused as to where to go because it's so meta now.
Yeah.
It's become meta on several levels.
Yeah. Characters played by Mark Bonanno, anyway.
Oh, shit. So,
worth checking out if you...
It's a good. You look it up on the YouTube. You have a good time.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Annette Dupree as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And as I always say when I say goodbye, stay well, everyone, but not for too long. Goodbye.
Do you... before you leave, I just want to check in, and because I wonder how far out you book work. Like, do you book work of people who are, you know, younger, or someone like, say, for example, like Claire Hooper, say, I don't know if she's got in touch.
She has very specific requests. I don't know if you've heard, she wants to be face down in the coffin.
didn't know that. Ready, no, for
really
a pegging.
Really interested in doing things differently. Just freshening things up. Everybody's seen a lot of face up, so.
Just a small twist. Just a small twist. Keep things light.
Just a little bit, but if you leave that sort of request to funeral directors, it won't necessarily happen. They'll think it's a mistake. So,
well, thank you for joining us and for your contributions, and congratulations, Danielle, on 5 out of 10. Not too bad, really, in the scheme of things.
Thank you. I definitely did all of that on my own.
Yeah.
Without any help from anybody else.
Oh, you got the misogyny speech, right?
That's actually true. I cannot actually believe that.
Yeah. Must have been from before you were banned from reading the news.
Before I was banned from reading the news.
Well, thank you all very much. Thank you for joining us. That's been Wax Quizzical. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.